Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim. The Pasuk in the Torah HaKadosha that speaks about the bringing the Minchas HaOmer, and it says the word Im, V'im Takriv Minchas Bikurim Lashem. Gvaldik, love it. So we spoke about how this is a mitzvah that should be done because of your rotzon, not because you're not kol al tzavareim. And we discussed at great length, two shiurim already, the simanim that personify the Jewish people, rachmanim b'ishanim gom lechassadim, first and last, the simanim, rochoshi shizik v'ayni. And we spoke about gemilus chesed, that you're returning chesed because Hashem gave you chesed. So you have to give it back, and if a person doesn't do that, if a person has cognizance, awareness of the fact that someone did chesed for him and he doesn't return Hashem or someone else, so you really have to be choshish that he is not from our people. And with God's help, we will now continue. And again, this is all based in the Torah of Moira Rabbi Hagoyin HaGadol Muflav HaMuflog Reb David Zatzal, and his Torah gives me so much einik, so much nachas ruach. So it's really an absolute mechaya to learn it and to share it with my sweetest friends around the world. So now, like we said, we're taking it forward, and we can answer the ha'olah of the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel in Simon Beis Sif Koton Hei. And Evan Ezer writes that Miloshen HaRambam VeHashulchan Aruch Mashma SheRak Mi SheEin Bo Et Kol HaGimel Simonim, only somebody who lacks all three Simonim, you are not supposed to marry such a person, and you should be Choshesh for his Yichus. But if there's a Chisaron of Dover Echod, if there's only a Chisaron in one matter, then in such a case, you don't have to be choshish. It's mashma all three. Aval b'chisaron davar echad, one of the three, there's no chshash, there's no concern. In the Eitz Yosef, in Yevomis, he brings that so is Lehedya, in Bamidbor Rabba, in Parsha Ches. In the Hagos Maharim, which we mentioned earlier that the Gra had brought, he asks from the Sugyan Beitze and the Aflamid Beis, cited by the Magid Mishnah in the 19th Perek as a mokul for the Rambam. See there in the Gemara that Shabtai Bar Marinus went to Bavel and they wanted to do business there and they didn't help him and they didn't give him any food. They didn't help him. They weren't considerate of his most basic needs. So he says that these guys, Hani Me'erev Rav Ka'osu, these guys are from the Erev Rav, as it says in the Torah HaKadosha. V'nosan l'chorachamim v'richamecho. And they give you mercy and will have mercy on you. If anyone is merachim ala brios, you know that he's from the Zera. This bracha is given to the Zera Avraham Avinu, that we have rachamim. So if you have mercy, then we know that you're Mizera Avraham Avinu. And if you don't have mercy, then we know you're not Mizera Avraham Avinu. Now there, we're referring only to the Mid of Rachmanus, maybe also Gmilus Chasadim, but not all three Midas. And it says there that you know that he's not Mizaru Shel Avraham Avinu. So that L'choyro is Soyser, the Rambam, the Mashmos of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that you need to lack all three Simonim. Here you see that one Simon is enough. That's the He'ora in the Hagos Maharim. Maybe this is the great Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Meir Padva, who lived from the year Tafkuf Nun Vav, 230 or so years ago almost. He was born, died in Tafresh Tesvav, which is about 1855. And he was born in Brisk, and within Carlene. And Svarim Makor Mayim Chaim, Ksan is Hapasim, Chuvitz Ma'arim, Ein Amayim. I think that's the Ma'arim that we're referring to. Akopanim, let's get to the point of the Kasha. Kasha is that we see you're only lacking one simon is enough. Then not to be choshish for the yichus, you don't need all three. So based on what we said, the explanation is as follows. Not only is there not a kasha in the Beis Shmuel, but adarabah, there's a raya for the Beis Shmuel, and that is that it's lehedim afurish barambam, that you shouldn't marry somebody who doesn't have simon in Yisrael is mechashash, the shema mena givoinim ba. Eish chashash, maybe it comes from the givoinim. And therefore, vahainu shalai dezeh asur will be sur shen asur givonim. And through that, it's also on the Yisra that we have in the Givoinim. The Gemara in Beitza, it says, Hani me'erev rav kasu, not the Givoinim. Givoinim isn't the Erev Rav isn't a psul nesu, and the Givoinim is. Mishum shehem enom shechisaron echad, shel siman echad. Gam kein raya brura, sheino mizer avra shel Avraham. In other words, one siman is a raya that the person's not mizer avra. But in order to aser, like the Nesinim, like the Givoinim, you need a special chumrah. And therefore, you need Burirut Muchletet, like we saw in the Rambam, that you need Burirut Muchletet, it has to be absolutely clear. So that means that that's why we see by the Gevonim was clear, because we did a chesed for them, and they didn't return it. So they understood that we did a chesed, and yet they didn't return it. So it shows they're clearly, because just not doing chesed stuff. Maybe you just don't appreciate that someone did a chesed for you. The only way you're considered that you don't have this meat of Milos Chesedim is if you're appreciating that the person, someone did chesed, if your God did chesed for you, and then you're not returning it. But if you don't appreciate that, then you don't lack this meat necessarily, because you just lack the akala. It's epistemological. It's not mediological. Midas. Akopanim, but the Givoinim, the Rambam says, no, it's clear, as we saw in the previous shir, that it's very clear that they lack this Midah because they know that the Jewish people were Mechayah them. And they gave them life, and yet still, they don't have this Midah of Gemilas Chesed of wanting to repay the kindness, as we see the B'nai Shaul. So in order that the out from the Givoinim, it needs to be Brerut Muchletet, that they lack not only Midah of Gemilas Chesed, but all three Midas. And if they lack all three midas, then they're out. But to say that you're not mizer Avraham Avinu, their one midah is enough. As a lo kashul lebeis Shmuel. And that the Magid Mishnah brings the sugya klapei divrei Rambam, ura kadei lochir shechisaron siman echad tzichon shel yichus avos. That a chisaron of one simon shows you have a chisaron of yichus avos. So the fact that he comes from the Erevah doesn't pass on him that he can't marry in. Only a Givonim can't marry in. So that's why the Magid Mishnah brings down the sugya. But to say that someone's from the Givonim, they need to lack all three Simanim. They lack all three Simanim, then that's the then you have clarity that they're not Mizer Avraham Avinu, then it's an absolute. If they lack all three, then your choshish, they come for the givonim, and they're completely out. But if they only lack one, you're also choshish that they don't come from Zer Avram, but not that they're givonim, not that they have the cruelty of the givonim, that they have the bad meats of the goan, and the goan are never allowed to marry in. So it's not a kash at all. So when someone lacks all three, we're mamsh choshi if he's a givoni, which is the worst. There's no steer at all. As achshav, miyushav etev, kol mashek shenu b'zeh b'dvrei Rambam, all the kashis that we asked in the previous shir about the Rambam, farenfert ala kashis. So mishum dehen omnam shel amaisi yeshnam shnei inyanim elu b'chiyuv mitzvah datzdoke, kemvuar b'dvrei Rambam. Avo bezin yanam shonim b'nefradim legamrei, heim aboim mipeiz koich shonim legamrei. In other words, we asked that it seems to be one. We said that the Yisoid is Rachmanus, and then the outcome of the Rachmanus is that they're not going Mul Chesed. And then in the Gemara we see they're considered different Simanim. So indeed, Lamaisa, these are two different Inyanim that come from two different Koichus. And therefore, they're considered two simanim, because they're two different inyana. It's Rachmanis and it's Gomel Chasadim. Rachmanis is one meat and Gomel Chasadim is another. Rachmanis is that you have the meat of Rachmanis. Gomel Chasadim, as we explained, that's a different meat. That is that someone does a chesed for you and you don't do it back. Or Hashem does a chesed for you and you don't do it back. That's a lack of Gemilas Chasadim. And that's why the Rambam says that the Gemilas Chasadim does emesoy medesalze. Because the hakara, the recognition that it's all from Hashem Yisbarach, is the aside of the das ha-emes. And somebody doesn't do tztaka, im hu mishum shechaser lo margashat v'idiyat yisod zeh. So a guy's not giving. Because do you think it's his own money? So then he's lacking this yisod of das ha-emes. That's why the Rambam said you have to be especially careful about this mitzvah more than other mitzvahs essay. Because this mitzvah comes from the yisod of all mitzvahs, realize that everything comes from God. And he's Zahira's buzz, he's Zahira's b'yisoy dos ha-emes. And therefore you have to have Zahira's yisera. And that's why the Rambam is told this, this is Simon tzadike zera avrom. As elo inyan letchunot shel zera avrom, shezenu inyan letzadikim shebehem dafka. Elo davar nilmad v'nilkash v'hakara brura shishnei tzal zera avrom edel aman asher yitzah v'ezbonam. Zeh b'dav tzadikim sheshma makara zui talui. לכן נדלה דבר רפי צדגה, וכל זה ראינו אלה כלפי הסימן של גומלי חסדים. Now, this is a simon of the tzaddikim because this is something that was acquired. In other words, it's not one of the natural tchunos of the Jew. A Jew naturally is not a goyim l'chassadim, but rather this was something that was acquired by the tzaddikim of the seed of Avram. Because they have this recognition that everything is from God, and in the middle they have to do chesed. Therefore, it's tali dafka b'tzaddikei zer Avram. That's only klapi the simon of gomlei chasadim, not klapi the simon of baishanim. But mitzad sheni, harei lefi ma shenitbayer b'siman shel gomlei chasadim mitzad chisaron akara b'gmur l'Hashem l'mo Yisrael eino inyan letchunot v'amidot v'mishushot b'guf ha-Yisraeli shenomar shemi she'en lo etze yesh lachush li'ichusay kamo shekatav ken haram legabe mi shenedar siman ha-Rachmanut. But if he doesn't have it, so this comes from a lack of, if a person doesn't have Gemilas Chesed because he doesn't recognize God's kindness, so that has nothing to do with the person's midas. That you would have to be Choshish for his Yichus, like we said about Rachmanis. And therefore in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes the Indian of Gemilas Chesedim, B'shaychus, למה שהתחייבנו בזה מכוח הכרה בחסד השם בכל יום? אבל זה לא קשור לחשש ייחוס. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam was saying that you have to do chesed. חייב אם אנו ליזור במצוות תקוי וקור במצוות עשה, ששם מצדיק את הצדיק יזהר אברהם אבינו. So this is similar to the tzaddikim of the seed of Avraham Avinu. In other words, they have this recognition. The man she yitzavis banos beisav ekiyus from his das emes oy medes. This is a das emes to recognize God. But it's nothing to do with our actual yichus, meaning our tchunot mushrashot. It's not tchunah mushrashet. It's a davar nirkash. That's something that we acquire. And after we acquire that midah, after we acquire that recognition, then you're choshish for the person's yichus. But that's not what the Rambam's talking about. The Rambam is just talking about somebody who has that recognition. Then he will be very very careful about tzedakah. But if he lacks that recognition and isn't gomel chesed, you're not choshish for his yichus. Here the Rambam is telling you, you're supposed to have that recognition, and then you're going to do tzedakah. But if you lack that recognition, you don't do tzedakah, then we're not choshish for your yichus, just because you just lack that recognition of the fact that God gave you everything and you're giving what he gave you to others. That's all in halacha alef. In halacha beis, we're talking about a tchunah mushreshet. We're talking about a basic fundamental principle that we're born with. Something genetic. That if you're achzari, you have to be choshish for the yichus. Shein achzari smel ba'akum. Ba'akum. B'kol mishu achzari v'enem racham yeshlocha shal yichus. Shein achzari smel ba'akum. Shein amra achzari heim avalo yiracham v'kol yisrael v'nil mukachim heim. And we're all brothers. So this is something zetchuna mushrashet. And therefore if a person isn't, you're choshish for his yichus. And as we saw in the Rambam in the Surah Bia, Yechosh, if he lacks all three, Yechosh, she's a Gevayni. So in Halacha Aleph, Rambam doesn't mention anything about the Yichus, because there the Rambam is talking about how you just having the recognition. You have to have the recognition that Tzaddik Avraham Avinu do. They have that recognition, but this is something nirkash, this is something acquired, this recognition. And once you have this recognition, then you're going to be a Goymul Chesed. If a person lacks the recognition, he's not going to be a Goymul Chesed. And then Halacha Beis, the Rambam is talking about something that we were born with. And we were born with, once we were born with this midah of Rachmanis, if a person lacks Rachmanis, they already tackle Choshish for his yichus. But Halacha, if you're not Choshish Yichus, maybe just lacks the recognition that everything is from God and that you have to pass it forward. And Halacha, the Rambam is just saying, if you have this recognition, you have to have the recognition that God gives you everything. Memele, you're going to be a Goyim Chesed. But if you're not Choshish for the person's yichus. So, מבורים היטב כל ההערות שהערנו בדברי הרמב״ם בשיעורים הקודמים, הכל מיושב לפי דברינו, הבדלים בין שתי התכונות, הם באמת שתי תכונות שונות, שתי מידות שונות. אז עכשיו, במצווה של אם כסף תלווה את עמי, שהיא סדום היא מצוות צדקה, כמו שכתב הרמב״ם, בפרק א' מלכות מלווה לבואי הלכה א', מצוות עשה לעבוד לעניי ישראל, שנאמר, אם כסף תלווה את עמי, ומצווה זו גדולה מן הצדקה על העני השואל, שכזה כבר נצרך לשאול, וזה עדיין לא הגיע למידה זו, מצססי, to be מלווה כסף, to lend כסף לעניי ישראל, as it says, אם כסף תלווה את עמי, and this mitzvah is even greater than tzedakah, because the tzedakah guy has to ask for tzedakah, so he's already... He's desperate, and you're saving this guy from desperation if you lend him money in advance. The Rambam Perek Yud Milchus Manasim Alach Ches is one of the Ma'alos HaTzedakah. Kadav Shem Alva'a Kodim Sheyipol. Give him before, give him or lend him before he falls. That's the Rishon B'Ma'alos HaTzedakah. And in Sukkah 9:49b, Gimel Dvarim Gedolah Gimelos Chesed Miyosir Men HaTzedakah. הרי כיוון שכן נתבר מצווה זו תלויה בבית סימנים של ישראל, של רחמונים ושל גורם לחסודים, מתחייב שתתקיים מצווה זו מחמת יסודות אלו שנשנה בישראל, שאז נעשה דבר ברצונו ולא כל על צווארו. In other words, these are simonim of Jews. And if these are simonim of Jews, you got to do it because you have these Jewish qualities. Not because you have a yoke. Not because you have to. Not because it says in the law book you have to. But that's because these are Jewish qualities. And that's the im. That's the im kesa talve esami. That's why it says im. If, what do you mean if? You have to lend. No, but you do it as if it's an option. Because this is the sim, and this shows that you're a goymel chesed, and you're a rachman. V'zem maspir lahafli et lashon ha-pasuk. ונראה שדבר זה מבואר להדיה, ומה שכתב הרמב״ם בפרק י' הלכה ד', כל הנושא עם צדקה לעני בסבר פנים יפות, בסבר פנים רעות, ופניו כבושות בקרקע, אפילו נתן לו 1,000 זהובים, איבד זכותו והפסידה, אלא נותן לו בסבר פנים יפות. ובשמחה, ומתונן עמו על צרתו. שנאמר, אם לא בכיתי לקשי יום, עוגמה נפשי לאביון. הוא מדבר לו דברי תחנונים ונחמות. שנאמר, ולב אלמנה ארנין. If you give tzedakah to an oni b'sever panim rois, has for shalom. You give it with a b'izer panim. You with an angry looking face, and your face is in the ground. Ah, hate giving you. Even if you give him 1,000 gold pieces, you give him $100,000 in cash, in a suitcase, you lost your schus. Give him b'sever panim yafis. Give him b'simcha. Ask him about his tzaris. The Rambam brings a proof text about a person having to cry with a ksheyom, with a person who's having difficulties. He has to have ogmas nefesh for an evyon. And he speaks divrei tachanunim v'nechamas. As it says, lev almana arnin. I will lift the heart of the almana. I will gladden the heart of the almana better. Cited in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredei Simen Reish Mem Tes Seif Gimel. Everybody knows this. Vayinu shenesina b'sever panim rois perusha nitina mechamat all out savar. Sometimes I see people, they give. Oh, they're so upset they have to give. Nah, et shmaichu mitzimcha. Because if you give a seva panim ra'is, it shows that the whole thing is just a big yoke on your head. That you don't really want to be giving chas v'shalom. You don't realize that you're giving back to God. God gave you, give him back. You can repay. The Chazdei Hashem. The Ram says you have to be Misoinin al Tzoroisov. Rachmanus. You have to have Rachmanus. You have to have Gemilus Chesed. So that's the contrast to the Pinam Seva Panam Rois. Instead of Seva Panam Rois, be Mishtativ B'Tzar. In other words, give because you want to give. It's Mashmah, there's no Kiyum at all. B'chai Gavne. And that's why it says, Im Kesav Tal Ve'asami. It's as if you have to do it because you want. As if it's an option. Okay, Rabbi Isaac, there's still so much more to say, so please stay tuned, and Amir Tashem, we will continue Bli Nadir in a future shiur. We're going to see more in the flows. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.